We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program as we come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world right here at the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard. And a welcome to your Friday and the last day of February. Got it right this time. This is the last day of February. We'll flip that page to March tomorrow. And of course, when you get into March, you got only 2 full months left until the Kentucky Derby. And, of course, we've got a lot of Derby prep races tomorrow, 3 of them, as a matter of fact, and 3 Oaks, Kentucky Oaks preps as well. Of course, only 2 of those tomorrow, 1 on Sunday. So we welcome you to the show for this Friday. We've got a lot to cover with our handicappers. That's for a lot of races for you and me to cover for the handicappers, that's for sure. And, of course, big racing cards tomorrow at Santa Anita and at Gulfstream. Gulfstream Park's going to have 14 races tomorrow. 14 races tomorrow at Gulfstream, and of course 9 of them will be stakes races, including the Fountain of Youth and the Devon of Dale. Those 2 will hold leaderboard points for the respective divisions of the Oaks and the Derby. And of course, then we get to Santa Anita a little bit later on in the day. They have 4 stakes races there, 2 grade 1s, 2 grade 2s. It's the big cap day, which means the Santa Anita Handicap will renew that big traditional race that has a rich, rich history. And, of course, the San Felipe, which is a point getter for the Kentucky Derby. The Santa Isabel will happen on Sunday at Santa Anita, and that'll be a Kentucky Oaks point getter as well. You mix all of that in, Santa Anita's going to have 11 races tomorrow. So you got 25 races between Gulfstream and Santa Anita tomorrow. Santa Anita will come back on Sunday with 11 more races. Gulfstream Park's coming back on Sunday with a mandatory payoff and their pick six jackpot going on. So we got a lot going on over this weekend in the great sport of thoroughbred racing. We welcome you to the show. And, of course, we welcome all of those listening to us on our local radio station here in town, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM. Our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global. And, of course, your devices, your iPhone, Android, and Google phones. Yep, you get your apps there, the KSHP app. They can hear us through the radio station, the YouTube app, where you can see and hear us as well on that app on your devices and anywhere you get your podcasting. And, by the way, if you go to YouTube, our chatters are getting the chat box is getting bigger and bigger and more participants each and every day. You can join them real easy. Just go to YouTube. Get to the South Point Studios broadcasting page, then hit the Race Day Las Vegas icon. You'll get to our show on the page, on our show. On the right-hand side, you'll see the chat box, and all you have to do is subscribe. Subscription is free. If you haven't done it already, do it. A lot of fun. These guys are they're just back and forth doing all sorts of really neat stuff. It's kind of like our little social media page there, and they are also giving each other picks as well. So join them on the chat box here on the YouTube South Point Studios Race Day page on YouTube. All right. A lot of stuff to handle. First of all, it was announced a couple of days ago. I didn't get to this, but it was announced a couple of days ago that the Big Fresno Fair was going to try to do their own race meet outside of the California Racing Fair Association. And they tried and tried and tried, but they've decided that they just can't do it. So there will not be any racing at the Big Fresno Fair, as well as all of the other Northern California fairs and Northern California racing, for that matter, this year. They've decided they couldn't do it. They said they wouldn't have enough horses. Now with the horses from Northern California dispersing around the country, to race, they just wouldn't have enough horses at the Fresno Fair. If you will notice the morning line at Santa Anita over this weekend, the morning line at the Santa Anita over this weekend will be produced by the Horse Racing Nation website. The Horse Racing Nation website is going to do the morning line, the official morning line at Santa Anita. The Santa Anita official morning line maker, Jeff Siegel, is under the weather. He's a little sick, so he can't do that this weekend. So the Horse Racing Nation is going to be putting up the morning line for you at Santa Anita over this weekend. And we wish Jeff a speedy recovery from being under the weather. Talking about the weather, Sunland Park canceled yesterday. After we went off the air, Sunland Park canceled all of their racing yesterday at Sunland, and they said it was simply due to the weather. So I guess they had some weather conditions down there that prevented them from racing. Sunland Park canceled yesterday. Let's hope they race today. And as far as other news is concerned, this one I think will be for our handicappers especially, and for those of you handicapping out there. Gulfstream Park is going to start changing the run-up to the starting gate for the route races of a mile and 16th on the main track and a mile and 1/8 on the main track. Now, I know that may sound, you say, what are you talking about, the run-up? What they do at all the racetracks is they have the starting gate placed at the position of the start of the races, and then the actual timer, the one that starts timing the race and gives us the times, quarterly times, etc., that timer is positioned a little bit down from the starting gate. So when they start, they have a little bit of a running start before it starts tripping the timer for the actual time of the race. Now, it was an important handicapping factor years ago in California when horses came down from Bay Meadows to Southern California, because at Bay Meadows, For example, the 6-furlong starting gate was right on the timer. As soon as the gates opened, the timer flipped. And therefore, the races were timed a few fifths of a second slower than they would normally be with the normal run-up. Now, they did that because the starting gate was right back against the back of the racetrack. And so that run-up to flipping the start of the time on the timer of the races is going to be changed at Gulfstream Park. That does make a difference, and sometimes very much a difference, when you're talking about sprint races. Now, that's not the case for the sprint races. So what they're going to do at Gulfstream Park is now, and this will be prominent on Saturday. Tomorrow it'll really be prominent. They're going to start, they're going to add 85 feet to the timer, the run-up to the timer, 85 more feet to that timer in the mile and 1/16th races on the main track. They're going to add 53 more feet to the timer to flip that timer for the mile and 1/8th races. So these horses will be in a faster run when they hit the timer that starts for the timing of the races, okay? You go from a stand-up start to the run, and the measurement between that start and the flipping of the timer is going to be changed longer in the mile and 1/16th and mile and 1/8th races. That I believe that does have a little bit of a difference when it comes to especially guys like Jonathan Ardoon or Jerry Jackowitz, who do speed figures and speed numbers for those races. So keep that in mind. Anyhow, something that's changed there. And as far as that could kind of, we'll wait and see how that does affect the numbers. Machado, remember that jockey Machado? Well, they got a lawsuit against them. You're going to love this. The people who own the horse that Juan Machado's took that stood up and cost the horse a win, finished second, got beat ahead. Remember that? That was back on the 28th of November at Churchill Downs when he stood up and a horse nailed him. Well, the owners of that horse are now suing him for breach of contract because he didn't finish right. And the horse was named Hold My Bourbon, who lost the photo finish by a neck in that race because he stood up too soon. Remember that. Now, remember, Churchill Downs fined him money and gave him days for doing that. So the jockeys are under the jurisdiction of the rulings of the officials at the racetrack. But now these owners decided they're going to sue the jockey for breach of contract. And that, ladies and gentlemen, whatever happens in court, whatever they do in court, if they uphold this lawsuit, is going to open up one huge Pandora's box for all sorts of happenings with jockeys pulling up horses and owners of horses in the future. So we'll wait and see about that. That could be kind of, that's going to be dicey for sure. All right, we got a lot to cover on today's show. Jonathan Ardoon is with us. He came up big for us yesterday. Rich Ang, John Lindo, and Jerry J. Taking a look at what happened yesterday at Aqueduct. Manny Franco and Todd Pletcher got together to win the first race, paying $4.10. And then Pletcher came back Manny Franco came back with the win in the second race. Franco won the second race, paying $6.70 for Michelle Nevin. And then came back and won the third race for Brad Cox, paying $3.60. So Manny Franco won the first three races, the early double and the early pick three there at Aqueduct by himself. He didn't win the fourth race only because he didn't have a mountainette. Came back in the fifth race and won that fifth race for his fourth consecutive win and the fourth win in the first five races yesterday at Aqueduct. This was for Mike Maker, paying $6.20. And later on in the day, Jonathan Ardoon had the winner for us in the last race, Badge of War. Remember, he said he liked the 1A, he didn't like the 1. Well, it didn't matter in the race because they both ran, and they ran first and second. The other half of the entry ran second anyhow. But the horse that he did pick did win. That horse paid $5.40 as part of that entry that finished first and second for trainer Richard Dutrow. Pretty formful day yesterday at Aqueduct. As a matter of fact, out of the eight races they ran yesterday at Aqueduct, only one horse paid $15.60. Everybody else paid under $8 throughout the course of the day there at Aqueduct. Gulfstream Park, Jonathan Ardoon's horse got scratched in the first race. No harm, no foul there. His pick got scratched. In the fourth race, Edgard Zayas wins for Todd Pletcher, paying $8.20. Pletcher came back with his second win of the day with John Velasquez, who had his second winner of the day as well, in the eighth race, paying $4.20 for the Rapoli stable in a nice claiming allowance race, a horse called Grande, who won very impressively there. You might want to keep an eye on that horse. John Velasquez had his first winner of the day in the fifth race, paying $4 even. John Lendo came with a winner for us yesterday on the race day show. Seventh race, Don't Tell Tamo. Don't Tell Tamo reported home in a nice ride by Jorge Ruiz, who was winning his first of two races on the day for Kent Sweezy. Don't Tell Tamo paid $7.20 on that. And, of course, Ruiz came back in the last race to win that one for his second win, paying $14.80 there at Gulfstream Park. And that was a little bit about what happened yesterday. Okay, we got to go to our first break because we got to get started. We're going to get our racing menu and our handicappers standing by. And, of course, you can start chatting on the chat box. They already are at the YouTube site for Race Day. We'll be back with right after our first break. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas, talking about the weather, at least for today. Right now here in Las Vegas, 45 degrees outside. We're going to get up to 74 today. Those will be the parameters for the rest of the weekend. We'll be in the low to mid-40s overnight and, of course, into the low and the mid-70s in the afternoon. And as far as the rest of the country is concerned, Miami is 78, New York 52 degrees, partly sunny there. Los Angeles, 70 degrees. That's always a nice weather. Be nice weather today out at Santa Anita. Phoenix, Arizona, the hot spot at 82 degrees. And, of course, again, here in Las Vegas, we're going to get up to 74. Let's see. It's kind of warm, really, versus the real cold Arctic freezes that we've been having. So it's getting a little warm around the country as well. After all, we're on the cusp of going into March. And you know what they say about March. If it comes in a lion, in a roar, it leaves like a lamb, vice versa there. So we'll wait and see about that. All right, let's get started with the racing menu for today. Reminding you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on the show are that of the Pacific time zone. We're in the Pacific time zone. That's why we get the first post times in the Pacific time zone. If you are listening anywhere else in any other time zone around the world, just adjust from your time zone to the Pacific time zone. You won't miss anything. I don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Here we go. We begin with Laurel Park. Laurel Park's Pick 6 Jackpot Carryover, $4,533. Laurel Park's first post time for nine races set at 9:10. Mahoning Valley is next. Mahoning Valley Racecourse has a Pick 6 Jackpot Carryover of $7,773. Nine races, first post time 9:15. Tampa Bay Downs kicks in next. Tampa Bay Downs has the first post time for nine races set at 9:30. 9:30 at Tampa Bay Downs today. They have a small Pick 6 jackpot carryover of $1,474, $1,474. Nine races first post time is at 9:30. Gulfstream Park. All right, here we go, folks. Their big Pick 6 rainbow jackpot carryover stands at $279,690. Remember, if they do not hit it today, or tomorrow with a single ticket that takes down the jackpot, then it will be a mandatory payoff for all that carried over money and all the money that will be pumped in on Sunday. It'll be mandatory on Sunday. Today, $279,690 in the carryover. Gulfstream Park has 10 races. Their first post time is at 9:50. Next comes Aqueduct, the big A in New York. As far as Aqueduct is concerned right now, they say mostly cloudy, 46 degrees. The track is fast at Aqueduct, and there is no carryover there at Aqueduct today. And their first post time for nine races is set at 10:10 at the big A today. Oaklawn Park has 10 races. Their first post time is at 10:30 at Oaklawn. The Fairgrounds kicks in with eight races. Their first post time is 10:45 at the Fairgrounds today. They have a small pick six carryover, and this is not a jackpot, a regular carryover of $1,247 at the Fairgrounds. First post time, 10:45. Sunland Park has nine races. Remember, they canceled yesterday, but let's hope they stay intact today at Sunland Park. A couple of small carryovers. The pick five, $116. Super high five, $425. Those are the small carryovers at Sunland. They're scheduled to go with nine races today, set at 11:25. Then we get to Santa Anita on the big cap weekend. Santa Anita's first post time today is at 12:30. 12:30 at Santa Anita today. Santa Anita's first post time is at 12:30 for their nine race card. Nine races today at Santa Anita. Penn National is next. Penn National's got a couple of carryovers. They got the Super High 5 jackpot carryover, $4,759. They also have a regular Pick 5 carryover at Penn National of $6,949. They've got nine races. First post time is at 2:45. Turfway Park, 10 races. Full fields at Turfway Park, as always. They got a Super High 5 carryover at Turfway Park of $10,344. $10,344 at Turfway Park. And their pick six jackpot carryover, $63,885. First post time Turfway, 10 races, 2:55. Then we got to Charlestown. Charlestown has nine races. They've got a pick six jackpot carryover of $23,236. And their first post time at Charlestown is at 4 p.m. Pacific time this evening. All righty, time to get out to Jonathan Ardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine. What about that lawsuit on Machado, huh? Will that open up a Pandora's box?
These people have lost their mind. They're really crazy. Next, they'll be suing the trainer when they lose by a nose for not training the horse good enough to get that extra nose. Jockeys will start suing trainers if they give a horse a perfect trip and he comes up empty. It's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard in my life.
You got to think, that whatever this lawsuit is, that judge is going to say, look, the parameters of fines and all that lay within the jurisdiction of the racing officials at the track. Period. Case closed. That's it. And they did penalize him.
And it was an accident. He didn't obviously do it on purpose. You know, it's you got to find better things to complain about. I wouldn't even want to train for people like that, to be honest with you. I really wouldn't.
Your speed figures are all calculated on speed figures. They calculate the race, the pace of the race and the time of the race. What about the run-ups, the different run-ups at Gulfstream make any difference to you?
Well, they'll make an adjustment in the office. Yeah, I use the Ragusan figures everyone knows for years. What's interesting, Ralph, is it's going to help horses that have drawn outside.
Yeah.
It gives them more time to get over. That was, I think, the purpose behind the whole thing, because everybody knows at Gulfstream in a mile and a 16th and a mile and an eighth, when you draw outside post, you're really up against it. So by adding 50 or 80 feet, well, it gives the outside horses more of an opportunity to get over.
Yeah, that is.
So I think it's
drawing the outside is a death wish there in those two, but they're going to start that. That'll come into effect tomorrow, and especially in the Fountain of Youth, no question.
Yeah, and it's surprising it took them so long to decide to do this. I mean, you know, this has been a problem for the last couple of years, and someone finally came up with a good idea, and it's good. It can't hurt.
Somebody was asking, were you asking yesterday what's the deal with East Avenue? I understand that he was on the workout tab. East Avenue went 4 furlongs in 48 and 2/5 seconds at the fairground. So I guess he's on his way back or trying to, resurrect.
He has to figure out something obviously went amiss the last time out. I mean, he just backed through the field when they were turning for home. It looked like he had horse, and when it came time to run, he just did not run a step. But it's good to see him back in training, and I'm sure whatever the problem is, they will certainly try to figure it out.
Yeah, he needs to get back in step, that's for sure. And we'll wait and see if maybe the freshening and whatever they did to help him out will in turn. I don't know where he's going next, but he's working at the fairgrounds. Maybe he's going to go in Louisiana Derby.
Well, he's got to get points, Ralph. They're running out of time. You got another race or two to get it done if you want to show up for the first Saturday in May. So you could be sure he'll be primed for his top effort.
Well, when you're talking about the prep races for the Kentucky Derby, we're going to get into March tomorrow, and the 50 pointers are now on their way, and then we're going to get to the 100 pointers. The 100 point races are really the ones that will be making the big difference for horses that need to catch up, if they need to catch up. And for any horses that have enough points, by the time we get to the Jeff Ruby Stakes on March 22nd, which is the first of the 100 pointers, and that, of course, is run on the synthetic racetrack at Turfway Park. But the Louisiana Derby has 100, the Arkansas Derby, the Florida Derby, and the Bluegrass and the Santa Anita Derby, and even the UAE Derby down there in Dubai. That'll be run on the 5th of April during the big Dubai World Cup night, and the Wood Memorial. They all have 100 points. So we got horses that need to catch up, so to speak. Like a horse like that has an opportunity.
They're going to get another shot. Yeah. They're going to get a shot. You know, if they're good enough on those days, they're going to get that shot they need. And it's good. They have a number of them, maybe 5 or 6 of them. So it's a good thing.
Jonathan, let me ask you this. I know that we'll be talking about the Derby prep races tomorrow on the two big cards, because all of the Derby prep races, all three of those happen tomorrow, one each at Aqueduct, Gulfstream Park, and Santa Anita. But there are also three for the Kentucky Oaks. Two of them happen tomorrow, the Busher at Aqueduct and the Devonna Dale at Gulfstream Park, and the Santa Isabel doesn't happen until Sunday at Santa Anita. So I'd kind of like to take a look at those three races that are going to be the preps for the Oaks, because we'll be busy tomorrow on the show. And so I'd like to start with maybe the Busher out there at Aqueduct. How do you see that?
I actually handicapped tomorrow's card already, Ralph, and that's a terrific betting race, and I actually like a big price horse in there. I like Fortuna Mia, a 3-year-old filly from the Linda Rice barn. Draw a line through her last race, 1 1/8. She wanted no part of the distance. However, if you go back 2 starts, it was 1 mile at Aqueduct, the same distance that they're going to run the Busher tomorrow. She's listed at 15-1 on the morning line. That figure that she ran 2 starts back at Aqueduct in the Tempted is good enough here. And I like number 6, Fortuna Mia, 15-1 on the morning line to upset and win tomorrow's Busher.
All right, the Busher tomorrow, number 6, Fortuna Mia in the Busher. And, of course, please remind us on tomorrow's show that pick when you get to your selections. But that's in the Busher. But, of course, we have the Devonna Dale, which is a big race in Florida at Gulfstream Park. And the Devonna Dale, of course, is for the 3-year-old fillies as well. I know you took a look at that one, so how do you see that one?
Well, Lakara is the horse to beat, no question about it. Her last race at Tampa was very, very good. She's been all over. She's been to Del Mar to run in the Breeders' Cup. She ran at Tampa last time out. But Chad Brown is bringing back a Ballerina D'Oro, who I think is the horse to beat in there. She only has 1 win, and she won by a neck that day on the grass. So technically, she's never won on the dirt, but she's going to get the win on Saturday. Ballerina D'Oro is my pick in there.
You like the Ballerina D'Oro, and of course, Lakara is going to be, as you say, the big favorite. But the Ballerina D'Oro, you got Lakara at 8-5. You got Ballerina D'Oro at 9-5. Is this one of those, kind of chalky exactas, you think?
It could be, but there's an interesting long price horse in there, the 7. Dale Roman sends out Quinn's Promise. Dale Romans is having the meat of his life at Gulfstream. He's hitting at about 30%. He's done extremely well with all the horses he's brought in. He obviously is pointed for this meet, And Quinn's Promise at 20-1, you may want to use somewhere in the bottom of your tries or supers.
All right. See, folks, I got a horse that'll make that exacta pay a little for you out of Jonathan, that's for sure. Now, I know, Jonathan, again, you didn't handicap Sunday Santa Isabel yet, but just taking a look at the field of six, Maysam, who had a disappointing race and a very roughly run race in the Sunland Oaks just a couple of weeks ago for Bob Baffert, shows up in this race. That's not the only one that Baffert has, however, because he has Cipriani in the race, and he also has Howin in the race. So out of the...
he's got three of the six. Got 50%. Yeah. So ridiculous, but yeah.
but it's interesting that he had two in the race already without bringing Maysam back. And so I got to think that, you know, when this horse got back to California, that the predicament that happened, you know, the events that happened in the Sunland Oaks did not take much out of this horse. Otherwise, I don't think he'd be willing her back that quick.
The fact that he's bringing her back so quick means obviously she's 100%, and whatever happened, happened. And obviously it was an excuse that he thought was legitimate. So the fact that he's bringing her right back is certainly a positive sign.
All right. Well, Jonathan, we'll take obviously a look at the Kentucky Derby prep races tomorrow, as well as some of the other big races. As I say, huge racing cards there. And besides the Kentucky Derby prep races, you got some really nice stakes races tomorrow that'll feature some horses that are going in those races that we'd love to see, like Mindframe, who's coming back at Gulfstream Park in the Gulfstream Mile. You got Neat, that's going from the East Coast to the West Coast for the Kilroe Mile on the grass. Locked and a Hit Show in the horses from the East Coast
going out west, yep,
for the big cap, big Sanita handicap. And of course, Barnes. Everybody's, you know, even though Baffert's got several horses in the San Felipe, everybody's been waiting for Barnes to come back and see what he does around two turns for the first time. It's going to be an exciting day of racing tomorrow. A lot of races, too. You guys got a handicap, 25 races between Gulfstream and Santa Anita tomorrow, you guys.
I'm not counting accidents, though.
So, anyhow...
Tell you, Ralph, coast to coast, it's an unbelievable day of racing for racing fans and for people that love the game. I mean, you're going to have nonstop action, you know, starting in the East Coast, ending in the West Coast. But usually they have one track that has a big day. Tomorrow you got at least three tracks that are really going to show up.
Let's not forget Aqueduct with the, you know, their two races there as well. And by the way, just to put a little cherry on the top of the horse racing handicapping Sunday, as you would say, is the Dubai World Cup preview night is tomorrow night in Maidan, which is early in the morning here. I know that we're not going to bet on it and all that stuff, but it's going to be interesting to see. That's the preview night for the Dubai World Cup coming up, you know, next month.
If you start at Gulfstream and end at Dubai, you deserve a medal.
If you start at Gulfstream and end up, you're going to start at Dubai because their nighttime is our early. But if you start at Gulfstream and end up at the last race at Santa Anita, you've taken in breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and a snack, and cocktail hour too,
and probably a divorce to go with it. But
right.
Yes,
and Stan, and all I got to say is, by the racing sports books and in the racetracks, stand by, ATM machine.
That'll be the longest line. Hopefully
but,
not.
You but. Know, I believe that we won't need that ATM machine because you gave us nice winners yesterday. John Lindo came with a winner, and you guys are going to keep the mojo going for us so we can build up our bankroll. So what are you doing today?
Okay, let's look at Aqueduct, seventh race today. By the way, a beautiful day in New York. It's a little chilly, but it's in the high 40s and the sun is shining, so that's good. Seventh race today, 6 furlongs on the main track, and I like the number 6 horse in here, the Monopoly Man. This is a 4-year-old colt who was claimed last time out by trainer Rob Atrus. His barn has really woken up the last couple of weeks. Manny Franco aboard to ride, 7-2 on the morning line. I like number 6, the Monopoly Man, to win today's 7th race out at Aqueduct.
All right, 7th race at Aqueduct, and number 6, the Monopoly Man, the 6th horse in the 7th race at Aqueduct. And remember, folks, his play at Aqueduct got scratched yesterday, so no harm, no foul there. But
Aqueduct we won. Gulfstream we got
scratched. I'm sorry, Gulfstream. Yeah, Aqueduct, you had those You were worried about the other half of the entry if it got scratched. They ran 1-2 anyhow, so it didn't matter. They were bet down, though, as the favorite there, $5 change. At Gulfstream, you had the scratch horse. And we'll go to Gulfstream right now and get a pick from you.
Let's look at the eighth race, Ralph. And five furlongs on Tapita. And I like the number six horse in here, Frisson. This is a five-year-old gelding who was claimed out of his last race by trainer Oscar Gonzalez. M. Gonzalez aboard to ride 5-1 on the morning line. This is a consistent horse. He fires every time. He had a bit of a tough trip last time out from the rail. Draws a better post today. Number six, Frisson, 5-1 on the morning line, wins today's eighth race out at Gulfstream Park.
Eighth race at Gulfstream, number six, Frisson, the sixth and the eighth at Gulfstream. Let's get a horse at Santa Anita.
Third race today, a mile and eighth on the turf, and the number five horse in here, Promissio. We played this horse last time out. He was just in a bad spot. He was boxed in the entire race. He never really got a chance to run. Antonio Frisson aboard to ride. I love the 8-1 on the morning line. I like number five, Promissio, to upset and win today's third race out at Santa Anita.
Yes, a nice little hidden play there. This horse had no shot, boxed in, never had a chance to run last time. The running line will look bad on him, so maybe we'll get close to that 8-1 in the third race. The five, Promissio, hoping for a better trip today. The five, Promissio, in the third race. And don't forget, folks, Jonathan Ardoon not only has Santa Anita full, he has Aqueduct full, he's got Gulfstream full, and he's got Oaklawn Park. Four sheets today for his handicapping, and boy, he's going to have a lot to do tomorrow. You can get him at your website, right?
JonHardoon.com. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right. Go and get some nutrition and go to work. Bye. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village, this beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risks their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to go out to Rich Yang, standing by. Richie, it is the last day of February. Tomorrow we turn the page to March Madness, buddy.
Yeah, March Madness starts, and I tell you what, the games last night and the night before, we saw Michigan State and win with a half-court shot at the buzzer to win by three, and last night Michigan hit a desperation three at the buzzer to win by two, so March Madness is actually starting early.
Yeah, we're going to have all those exciting finishes, that's for sure, and this place will be hopping for March Madness. That's for sure. We're going to be hopping tomorrow in the race book with all these great races, both at Aqueduct, Gulfstream, and Santa Anita. It's going to be a fun day of racing. I know you're going to have your Santa Anita sheet ready. I will tap you on the shoulder tomorrow to give a thought, yes, maybe about the race at Aqueduct and also the Fountain of Youth at Gulfstream Park, along with the Santa Anita race. But for today, where do we have a pick?
Yeah, before I give out my pick today, my horse yesterday actually ran very well, Dr. Kraft.
Yeah.
And a real oddity, Ralph, was that the horse ran second. He had the lead about 50 yards from the wire, and then he got repassed by the inside horse. Yeah. But the horse paid $4.60 to place, $6.60 to show. There was a show plunger on the favorite,
yep,
and the favorite lost its jockey at the start.
That's
so
he right.
finished out of the money, of course.
Yeah, well, you know, when you're betting, like when you bet your pick and you know you got a big favorite to beat and that horse comes out of the starting gate without the jockey, you start feeling real good about your bet.
Yeah, it improves your chances of cashing and making a profit. As far as the horse for today, Ralph, let's go to race number 6. It's maiden claiming 8,000. It's certainly one of the ugliest races we've seen the entire meet at Santa Anita this winter. And a horse I'm going to try is the number 4, Charlie Neal, 12-1 in the morning line.
Ah.
Charlie Neal, if people are old baseball fans, they should remember who this guy is. He played for the Los Angeles Dodgers and won a couple of World Series with them. And he was on the original New York Mets 1962 team. He was their second baseman. So Charlie Neal, that's who Nick Alexander named his horse after. But this horse got claimed last time for 12.5, is showing up here for 8,000 with blinkers off. This horse, I tell you what, he doesn't have to be much of an animal to beat a field like this. So 12-1 is a square price. We can get even 8-1, I would be thrilled. Number 4, Charlie Neal.
Yeah, you're going out of your usual comfort zone there with this horse. And so in the 6th race, you like the 4, Charlie Neal, for all of those reasons, at 12-1 on the morning line. This could be one of those races for the Northern California horses, you think? For that
long. Yeah, mostly, if you take a look, yeah, most of the horses have Pleasanton in their resume.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, good. So the 4, Charlie Neal with Kyle Frey aboard, the 4 in the 6th race. Don't forget, Rich has got a full sheet for today at Santa Anita right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. We'll let you get back to work, Richie, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right, we still got John Lindo and Jerry J yet to go on this Friday show, so don't do it. Don't go away, and we will be right back and keep that chatting going on the chat box.
If you're celebrating a special occasion or just love fine dining, you're in the right place. Come experience the crown jewel of South Point restaurants, Michael's Gourmet Room.
Welcome.
With over 600 different types of wines and magnificent dishes prepared tableside, you'll revel in the rich classic Vegas decor and the best black tie service in the world. This intimate gourmet room has earned accolades galore. Come to Michael's Gourmet Room for an unforgettable dining experience. Another famous restaurant is the Silverado Steakhouse, where you'll find the charm and service that discerning patrons require. From top quality steaks and chops to fresh seafood and desserts, you'll love the award-winning wine list and menu at Silverado Steakhouse. Steak lovers have even more options with primarily prime rib. Catering to hearty appetites, the menu features a variety of flavorful prime rib cuts, dry aged to ensure tenderness, and then seasoned and slowly roasted. Although prime rib is our specialty, it's not the only thing on the menu. There's something for everyone.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to go out to John Lindo, who is going to be doing a lot of work over those 25 races tomorrow as well. John, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Ralph. A lot going on tomorrow. It'll be fun.
Certainly will be, that's for sure. And of course, you'll have 2 full Lindo reports tomorrow.
Yeah, full cards, both the Gulfstream and Santa Anita. So, again, lots of good maiden races in addition to the stakes races. You never know what you're going to see out there tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. We're beginning the next week out at Santa Anita with today's first day of their weekend. And as we always do, we update jockey trainer standings. So what's up?
As far as the jockeys go at Santa Anita, Juan Hernandez is a leading jockey. He's got 36 wins. Flavian Pratt's got 35, which is really good considering he's been on the road quite a bit on these last few weekends. Umberto Rispoli's in third with 22. So those are your top 3 jockeys. As far as the trainers go, Mark Glad has moved to the top of the standings. He's got 21 winners. Bob Baffert is second with 19. And Jeff Mullins has 15 winners. So they're the top 3 trainers.
All right, the favorites.
289 races at Santa Anita, 140 favorites. That's 48.4% winning favorites so far at the meet.
Oh, man, that's unheard of. And, of course, not only will they have 11 races tomorrow at Santa Anita, but they're also going to have 11 races on Sunday as well, right?
Yeah, because of that, both days, Saturday and Sunday, first post time Saturday, Sunday will be 12 noon. So 12:30 today and then high noon Saturday and Sunday.
All right. Peter Miller's name is back on the program, right?
Right. He had had a medication positive. He sat out 15 days. He is back eligible, and he's got one runner in today. So the horses that were previously listed under Ruben Alvarado and are back with Peter Miller.
Well, John, I know it's going to be an exciting day of racing tomorrow. And as you say, not only will we have those stakes races and the big cap, the San Anita Handicap, which within itself of historic race. And with the two Eastern horses coming in against the Western horses, kind of balances it out a little.
Yeah, it's good to see new faces come in, because it makes for a different kind of race that we haven't seen before. And that's when you have to put your handicapping hat on. So getting a little representation not only in the big cap, but in the kill roll mile, things like that, it changes it around a little bit, and it's kind of refreshing for us as the day-to-day handicappers.
And talking about the kill roll mile, we got that heat coming in off of the East Coast, and neat coming in. I keep saying heat, but neat is coming in off of a very good campaign the last 2 years on the East Coast.
He is, but he's catching a tough field. The kill roll mile is good. El Potente comes off a fast win last time out, and Mi Hermano Ramon had some trouble there in the Pegasus World Cup turf over at Gulfstream Park. He's in career best form, so two real sharp local horses, and the unknown horse Neat. We're going to see where he stacks up. He better have his running shoes on.
And, I think the speed is going to come from the inside with Air Force Red and the outside. I believe Cabo Spirit will have to go from the outside post in that race, don't you think?
Yeah, the pace will be legit, but Air Force Red, he's got to go from the inside. And horses like El Potente, if nobody goes, he can make the lead too. So he'll be right on top of them. And then Cabo Spirit from the far outside probably has to go. So I don't think anybody's going to get away with an easy lead in the Kill Roll Mile.
And the Kill Roll Mile is on the turf course, and we know what Phil D'Amato does with turf horses. He's got a nice little 12-1 shot, Amadeus, in that race with Antonio Freisou.
Yeah, he's a horse that doesn't win all the time, but he's always there, and he runs well fresh. He's trained well for his comeback. 12-1 is too big a price on him. I expect the odds to drop a little bit on him. And, if you're a vertical player, you're playing exactas, tries, and supers, he's the horse you have to use at that kind of number.
Yeah, no question about that. It's going to be exciting there. And, of course, at Gulfstream Park, we've got all of those great races at Gulfstream. With the return of Mindframe in the Gulf Mile, that ought to be an interesting race as well.
Yeah, he's drawn on the rail, but we know how good Mindframe is. And the horse that'll love getting back to the one-turn mile is Steel Sunshine. They've been running him two turns lately. He is a one-turn horse. He's the defending champ, and he'll run a better race tomorrow.
John, taking a look at Santa Anita, I know this is getting ridiculous because we're well within this meet now, and we're still batting. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's almost unfathomable to have, favorites winning at almost 50% of the time. But something's got to give here, don't you think?
Well, you keep waiting for it to drop to the mean, but you look how these races are coming up, and I think part of the reason the numbers held so high with all these Northern California restricted races, they have been extremely formful. So that's pushed the number up higher than it should be or would be. And it's just something that we have to play the cards we're dealt. And right now, as far as depth on a day-to-day basis, you can usually narrow some of these races down to a couple horses.
I asked Jonathan Hardoon this question. I'm going to ask you the same thing, being a handicapper. The run-up distances now at Gulfstream Park in the mile and 16th, mile and 1/8, does that, there's got to be some tweaking going on with any type of handicapping numbers for those races now.
Yeah, it's about time. You draw outside post 8 going a mile and 16th and a mile and 8th. And for me as a handicapper, you throw those horses out. They've been up against it. That longer run to the turn will help these horses settle into stride and try and secure a spot. It'll make the bias on those outside posts, I think, a little less negative. It'll create faster final times because you get that long run before the timer starts. So look for faster quarter miles and probably a more honest run race, and it's been something they've needed to do for a long time.
Okay, well, let's get started with some picks today. And since you have two sheets, we'll get one at Gulfstream and one at Santa Anita.
No, just Santa Anita today, Ralph. Gulfstream tomorrow, and I'll do the Rainbow on Sunday.
I take that back. You have a coast-to-coast selections
yes.
on your Linda report that does cover a couple of races at Gulfstream Park. So we'll take your Santa Anita pick.
Let's go to race number 7 at Santa Anita. In the 7th race, number 1, Lilliput, in her debut, kind of bobbled crossing the dirt course in a turf sprint. It was really green down the backside, had some traffic, and then actually finished okay. Drops in for a claiming tag today, adds blinkers, gets a rider switch to Armando Ayuso, who's better on the turf than people realize. I think a chance to move forward here. 5-1 on the program. Number 1, Lilliput. Ought to get a lot out of that debut. Race number 7, Santa
Anita. And I was just reflecting back to yesterday when he gave us a nice pick at the Gulfstream Park that got there in the winner's circle. So we'll get to the 7th race here today at Santa Anita. Number 1, Lilliput. Number 1, Lilliput is your play at Santa Anita. You will have full sheets at Santa Anita Gulfstream for tomorrow. But for today, you do have a coast-to-coast pick 5 along with selections in all the races and a suggested late pick 4 and all the goody information on the Linda Report for today, and that can be had in only one place here in the gaming capital, and that's here at the South Point Racebook, and it is free of charge, complimentary to the race players because they love race players here. Hey, thanks a lot, John. We'll let you get to work on 25 races.
Working my way through the field there. Having some fun doing it too, Ralph. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it, my man. Now we'll go out to Jerry Jackowitz. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
And, well, Jerry, you're going to be doing 11 races at Santa Anita tomorrow, whatever the card is at Aqueduct. I believe at Aqueduct tomorrow they'll have full fields as well. So
I should hope so.
Looking at you won't be taking a look at anything at the Fountain of Youth then, will you?
I might. I'm going to try and get a little something in on the Fountain. I like to be aware of that race. And
good. Then
the early 3-year-old races down in Florida are important.
Well, maybe we'll pick your brain on the Fountain of Youth along with the Gotham and the San Felipe tomorrow. What do you got for today?
Well, we have a couple of nice plays. They were hard to find, but eventually I looked hard enough and then said, oh, these look like good plays.
Okay.
Let's go to the 4th at Aqueduct for our first play. And Luminique, the 2-horse from Dick Dutroux, really attracts my eye. You can just see came off a nice long layoff from April to February, and this is a line I particularly like to get involved with thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
Ran on the sloppy track and actually kind of had a very difficult trip and really doesn't care for slop or wet tracks from what I can see.
Mm-hmm.
So this could be hiding some really good form on this horse. So I'd like to take a shot at 5-1. I think Luminique is a terrific bet. I'll play the 2, Luminique, the 2 over the 167, reverse 167 over the 2. But I'm definitely going to have a good win or win place bet on this 2 horse.
All right.
In race number 4.
4th race, part of the early pick 4 and early pick 5 at Aqueduct. In the 4th race, the 2, Luminique, the 2. And the link-ups are 1, 6, and 7 and reverse. Don't forget to reverse. And the key play, though, is the 2 in the 4th at Aqueduct. What about Santa Anita?
All right, we're going to go to the 8th race at Santa Anita, over-attracted for Leonard Powell. When you look at this, it's not a hard read. The first race at the bottom was on the main track at Santa Anita, and that's his really best race she's run. I mean, so we know she can handle 2 turns. We know she can handle Santa Anita. And we look at her, she's got 3 races. The last one was on the turf on the good track. That might be covering up her form. I think there's improving form here. Let's take a shot. Juan Hernandez up. The 5, over-attracted in the 8th. The 5 with the 136, reverse 136 over the 5, but it's all about the 5.
All right. And the 8th race Santa Anita today, the 5. Over-attracted, the 5 over 136 and reverse. And don't forget to reverse. And the power pages, full power pages for Santa Anita and Aqueduct today available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. All righty, when we join you again tomorrow, it'll be that big day of racing, both coast to coast. Can't wait to get started. Let's get a good Friday in and say goodbye to February and say hello to March tomorrow. In the meantime, we want to just ask Jerry Jackowitz, as he always does, to give us the last word on the show.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.com.